This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, jobs are, of course, a huge issue for the presidential candidates, but there are a lot of others, including education. Amy Scott has been looking into the candidates' plans for education, and she joins us now from the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with higher education, Amy. College affordability has been a big issue in the campaign. What do we know about what these candidates would do on that front?
Well, the Obama administration has increased funding for the Pell Grant program, which helps low-income students pay for college. It's also reduced monthly student loan payments for eligible borrowers and increased loan forgiveness. But going forward, President Obama wants to use federal funding to reward colleges that work to keep college costs down and punish those who don't.
And what about Mitt Romney? What's his plan on this front?
Well, Governor Romney says that federal aid is actually part of what's driving up tuition. He calls it a sort of blank check that allows colleges to charge whatever they want. He has said he doesn't plan to cut funding for Pell Grants, but wants to refocus them on students that need them most. And essentially, he wants to let the market work, to give families more information about things like loan repayment rates and job prospects for college graduates, and then let the colleges compete for students.
And obviously, education starts a long way before college. What about these two candidates' positions on K through 12 education?
They actually agree on quite a few issues, on increased accountability for teachers, evaluating teachers based on student performance on standardized tests. They both want more charter schools, which are publicly funded but run privately. Both have said they want to reform the No Child Left Behind Act to make it less narrow, less focused on standardized tests. But where they really disagree is on the role of the federal government, which has expanded under the Obama administration. Romney wants to leave more up to the states. He favors school choice, so vouchers that let parents choose schools and take their federal funding with them. But Jeremy, a lot comes down to Congress and rewriting No Child Left Behind, which is actually several years overdue for reauthorization.
And the issue of education is not something we've heard a whole lot about in this campaign compared with many other issues. Is it important to voters?
Well, according to a recent Gallup poll, only 4% of voters consider it the most important issue in this election. And just for comparison, ahead of the 2000 election, George W. Bush versus Al Gore, that was 17%.
Wow.
So it really shows how much things have changed and really, I think, how important the economy has become.
Marketplace education correspondent Amy Scott, thank you so much.
You're welcome.